ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Labor government has been working to open up and expand diplomacy in the Pacific. And today they have announced that direct flights will run from Australia to the island nation of Palau for the first time. The Pacific has become the centre of a diplomatic contest between the West and China, with Palau one of just three countries warning the US it could seek help elsewhere when a funding deal providing millions of dollars to Palau was dragged out 4 months in the US Congress. At the time, Palau even urged Australia to intervene. Sarangal Whips Jr. is the president of Palau and joins me now. Mr. President, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, and it's great to be back on with you and talk about Palau.
What do you think these flights will mean between Australia and Palau? What will it mean for your economy, do you think?
Oh, I think it'll just open up new opportunities. Really, our goal was after COVID was to build back better and diversify our tourism industry. And Australians, I think, are adventurous. They know they care for the environment. And Palau, with the pristine environment that we have and the unique culture and just what makes Palau special, I think, has something to offer Australian tourists. And we're just hoping that this provides opportunity for tourists, but also for business, for trade, and really more deeper people-to-people relations. So we're excited. We've been working with your government to get this off the ground, and we're just so excited that this announcement today that finally it's happening. Direct flights from Australia to Palau. There are flights that were going through Port Moresby and going through Nauru and around, but this will be direct. So we hope to see a lot more vacationers coming up our way.
Mr. Whips, what does the figures tell you at the moment about where tourists are coming from to Palau? I know you've had a lot of Japanese coming through with World War II tourism. Where are most of the tourists coming from at the moment?
Unfortunately, the number one market is still China. As you know, we're only 5 hours from most of Asia, 3.5 hours from Macau, which we have a lot of flights that come in from Macau. Taiwan is another major destination. We have 3 flights a week, soon to have 4 flights a week. And then we have daily flights from Guam. So those are the main hubs now. The Guam flights bring the Japanese tourists, but we're hoping that maybe with this connection with Australia, it'll open up new markets from coming off from Australia, then on to Japan, and vice versa, kind of being the, you know, connecting Asia through Palau to Australia and back and forth, and may open up those other markets like Korea and Japan, maybe Thailand or Singapore. So we're hoping that this will be the beginning of maybe more to come in the future.
In March this year, the US passed the Compacts of Free Association, which will provide around $10 billion to Palau, Marshall Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia over 20 years. This money was delayed in the US Senate, and before it finally passed, you said that you wouldn't want to go to China, but if Washington kept delaying, you'd need to go to China and say, well, we're here. What do you think about the delays, and what did it do for Palau's relationship with the United States, in your view?
Well, I just want to correct. That's not what I said. I said what the delays are causing the people of Palau to question the relationship. And when people question the relationship, you know, that the integrity, the friendship is tarnished. And so what we want to do is, you know, we have the momentum going. People trust in the system. I know sometimes democracy doesn't work as smoothly as you want, but we still have faith that it's going to get done. And at the end, in March, it got done. Of course, it was 6 months delayed, but in time for what Palau really needed to do, build that solid and resilient foundation, try to help us get out of the debt we incurred during COVID and put us on the right track to hopefully continue to diversify our economy and get us going. But yes, there's no question. The Chinese are constantly wooing us with different opportunities. For example, the sky's the limit. You want 1 million tourists? I can give you 1 million tourists. I'll build all the hotels you need to do that. You need a call center? We'll build a call center, give you $20 million a year. All these wooings have always been there. And of course, what they do is other leaders in Palau then say, well, really, do we need to be this tied to the United States? And then they question. But, you know, I think most importantly for the people of Palau, you know, from World War II till now, have a strong affiliation with the United States. We share the same values. We believe in freedom and democracy. We believe in a free and open Indo-Pacific. And really, partners need to support each other. They need to build strong partnerships. And we truly believe that we're stronger together. And Australia is an important partner. And that's why Australian tourists coming to Palau are important in helping build that resilient economy so that we're not so dependent on one market. And that's really our goal. So to work with the Australian government, work with our partners, Japan, Taiwan, to build resilience.
Are you getting more offers of assistance and development from China than you were, say, 2 or 3 years ago, would you say?
Well, whenever it's election season in Palau, what happens is, as you know, the president decides which countries they have diplomatic relations with. Palau's position has always been, we're friends to all, enemies to none. But no country should tell us who we can't be friends with. And our relationship with Taiwan is strong. It's been stronger than ever. Of course, China says, no, you have to denounce that relationship. And we've said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. That's an important partner to Palau, and we're going to continue to build on that. So China will continue to say, well, we can do this for you and we can do that. But I think Palau has been very clear that at the end of the day, what we want is we want people that respect rule of law. One of the challenges we've had in the last few years is Chinese research vessels, so-called research vessels, in our waters, uninvited, gear in the water, doing things that they shouldn't be doing in our waters. So that's a clear violation of our sovereignty and really not respecting the rule of law. And I think that's where, you know, our people at home, although, you know, times question, well, at the end of the day, we have to feed ourselves, but we need partners that really cherish the friendship, value the partnership, and respect our sovereignty and want to work with us as true partners. And that's what we have with the United States, Australia, Japan, and Korea, and everybody else. But, you know, other leaders in Palau in election time question those positions that we've taken. And that's just the way politics is, as you know.
Well, Mr. President, now these flights are going to Palau, more Australians will be able to visit your beautiful country. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. Good to talk to you again.
No, thank you, as always. Looking forward to see you come and visit us in Palau someday soon.
One day. That's the president of Palau, Sarangul Whips Jr., talking to us there about the relationship with the US and China, but also new flights, direct flights heading to Palau. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.